Meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, let's get started. Everyone, oh my goodness. Yeah, yes, please do that.
Hi everyone, just a few housekeeping rules before we start the meeting. Can you please mute your microphone when you're not speaking? Please remember to mute your mic when you're not speaking. Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the MPOC XCOM call on Tuesday, 18th of September, 2018 at 1300 UTC. On the call today, we have Caleb Ogundele, David Cake, John Carr, Juan Manuel Rojas, Ore Lessie, Raul Plummer, and from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. And I also like to remind you to please keep your microphones mute when you're not speaking. Please keep your microphones on mute when you're not speaking. Thank you very much, and over to you, John.
Hi, everyone. Thank you. Sorry about that. I guess I'm walking slower. I injured my Achilles heel, and I thought I had 10 minutes, but I guess it wasn't 10 minutes. Anyway, here we are. So thank you for being on the call. Thank you for your patience as well. And I see we have our agenda. Are there any changes or to the agenda at all? Anything that anyone wants to add, subtract, deal with first? No, I see no hands or anything like that. So let's get to it then. So one thing that we will change this time, I've asked Oreo to go through the actions so that because she is keeping track of that, and then for her to have it as an ongoing responsibility, because last time she had done the work but didn't have a chance to do anything. So let's get to that right away. So, Oria, would you like to go through any of the actions, please, from the last meeting? Hi there, we can hear you. I'll mute my microphone now.
Okay, all right. Okay, we had a lot of action in the board anyway. So we are meant to do a running ward. Okay, well that's for the upcoming Sorry, can you just speak?
Hi, Oria, did we lose you? Okay. So while she's looking for that, I'll go through a couple of things. Is that all right? Just let me know when you're ready.
That's fine, thank you.
Okay, no worries. So let's go to Raul because that's a pretty good one to sort of get right away. We talked about having the charter update as one of the activities. And on the call, the Skype call, it was suggested that we had a two-hour meet, and I started to think about that, and I think we probably need more than 2 hours, possibly three, but maybe two different meetings just to have some time to think it over and get it done. What do you think about that? And the other thing is, Miriam, then you can let us know if it's possible to get a room for two different days and for more hours. But regardless, we will we can always sit in a section as we always do and do it. So what do you think about that? And I think, so Araul, one is having a face-to-face in Barcelona, and two, having maybe one meeting to review the charter before Barcelona. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think we should have one meeting about the charter before the Barcelona meeting. And once we're there, I kind of like the idea of having two times 2 hours. We'll probably need all of it after all. But it'd be really, really nice to get rid of this charter work and just have it work for us for a change.
Okay, so if everyone is in agreement, we have to get the charter done. I mean, we may not get it done, but at least we're working on it. So, Miriam, just let us know if, one, we can get the two different days and what those days are. I guess it's going to be kind of tricky. But more importantly as well is scheduling a meeting between now and Barcelona for the charter meeting. So any suggestions on that? I'm happy to give a few hours, even if we had two calls on Skype or like what we've done before, just to revisit it. And, I believe John is going to be in Barcelona. He hasn't confirmed that. So it would give us a good time to speak with him face to face as well. But he needs a lot more of a streamlined document. Might I suggest next Tuesday or the Tuesday after, which is, my gosh, where did we go? So that's the 25th or the 2nd. How's that?
I'd prefer the 2nd, really. My September is really, really full because I have to finish this massive open online course.
Okay.
So.
Okay, yeah.
That'd be better.
That would be better for me as well. Yeah. Harvest time. is the 2nd good for everyone? We're going to have that meeting anyway because we just have to go through it and everyone can see the draft. So why don't we schedule it for the 2nd? And if the rest of the EC can join us, then that's great. It's a Google Doc, so anyone can see the changes as well. So maybe you could send the updated link on the 2nd or the 1st of October, Raul, so that everybody has the exact same document, and then we can go from there. How's that?
Sounds good. I can put the link into the AC room in a sec.
Okay.
And then send the invitation to it on the 1st.
Right. Just so that, because, you know, I know it's not supposed to happen, but people can have different versions, right? So. All right. So that's great. Any other reports that you want to do since you're talking anyway? All right. So maybe Raul, if you can let us know.
Sorry, my mic was off.
My mic
was off and I was speaking with it muted. But yeah, so one eternity thing that we got done was that we finally got money from Rudy, and now NPOC has almost 6,000 euros. I can't hear cheering. Is there something wrong with the connection?
No, I had my mute on. Yay for me. I'm so happy because for many reasons. One is that we have our funds, but two, I really felt that Rudy was going to give it, and that there was, you know, because every time I talked to him, we would send him, but there was always a piece of information missing. And I just didn't like that. So anyway, so we do owe Sam $3,000 US from that fund right away. And so with the rest of it, we'll have to do some planning, some project fund spending. One might be that we have to board somebody in Barcelona, because there, I know, Raul, you gave up your seat and full per diem for Oria to be able to attend, so we may have to think about that as well.
We discussed that with Oreo a little, and I think it's all settled. We're just gonna split the last 4 days per diem between us, and then I guess that's like as fair as it gets.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy to put mine in and split it three ways as well. So, so that. all right. Okay, great. Thank you. I'm really, really happy. I can officially send Rudy a thank you.
Yes, you can.
Okay. I'll send him a thank you on behalf of the EC, and I didn't want to do it until I was absolutely sure it was absolutely deposited.
Yeah. No, it is.
Now, are you able to write a check to Sam right away?
We don't really do checks in this country, but...
Or a transfer?
Yeah, I'll do a transfer. It'll probably be with some rather hefty transaction cost, but I think that's... a non-issue at the moment, because like, we want to get Sam covered for his loan that's been up for almost 2 years now. So.
Yeah, and he was on the verge of making it into a public thing, and I said to him, please give us some time. So,
No, I think he'll be happy to hear.
As soon as we get it,
well.
I will. Yeah. And so the other thing I think we should do regarding the funds, if it's okay, I cannot for the life of me find out what the original amount was or the purpose of it was. So, you know, we kind of have that hanging, but I would like to ask if I can just close the loop and do some planning on what we're going to spend the money on. And in our meeting, I'm trying to set up a meeting with PIR in Barcelona. Be able to say to them, this is the funds that we've received and this is how we're going to spend it, so that they kind of understand that we are putting things in place and we're being accountable and transparent. I think that there's been a lot of certainly a lot of misconceptions about MPOC, and I'd like to clear that up as well. That was one of my mandates for being chair. Yeah, let's do that. So we can talk about that later. But I do think that's important to do, just to close that loop.
Yep,
all righty. Are you ready? Yeah. Sorry?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead, please.
All right, great. I couldn't find my notes from the last one. So I'll just go through the action items, right? And if anyone has anything to add, please jump in. Okay, so the first thing I have is Joan and Ore to work on strategic plan before, well, I guess I can. So we've done that, unless we're going to the strategic plan we worked on just before we submitted CROC. So that's the plan we're going to, and are we going to actually break it down for Barcelona in terms of our goals and objectives for MPOC?
Hi, Aura. We could hardly hear you. Could you?
So,
dial out to you.
Yes.
Can I dial out to you, Aura? Can you send me your number, please, and I'll dial out to you.
Okay.
Thanks very much, Aura. Okay, thanks.
Okay, so while we're waiting for her, we'll go through all the actions. I'll go through. Is there the next one is David Cake. David, would you like to do your report for the policy committee? And do you have any statements that we should be doing?
I've been looking at the policy statements. There are a few important ones. There's a process at the moment for the a comment period is open on the initial report of the new GTLD subsequent policy document. Now there's a draft NCSG comment, mostly with Elsa and Bruna of NCUC as the NCSG comment. I currently don't see anything that I think would require NPOC to put in a separate comment, but I do think we should look carefully at that one. So I'm just writing a letter to the policy committee. I think that was shared with NCSG broadly today, so anyone can take a look at the draft comment, but that's quite an important one. There are a few others. There's the draft comment on the Africa strategic plan with another comment that went through recently, last week. I think that went quite well. There are a few other public comments for us that are sort of coming on. We do have the NCSG EPDP has. I'm not a full member of that process, but I'm an alternate. So I sort of have to follow it, and very occasionally I'm allowed to have some direct input. That's been extremely frustrating. It's on a very short time frame, yet has been suffering the normal sort of problems of a combative or a divided PDP. So spent a lot of time going over the same policy issues again, and with people sort of seeming to want to spend a lot of time tactically ordering what we do and things like that, to the point where they've called in external mediators and things like that. So I don't, unfortunately, have very much useful information to report about that process. I'm just writing a report to the PC about that. I don't think I'll share that report with the general membership unless I manage to describe any actual progress that's happening on that front, which so far there's very little. Been an extremely frustrating process. The interesting thing about that, we're trying to work with the contracted parties, some of whom are in relative agreement with us, but it has been a complicated process, as you can imagine. And I've said I haven't reported much because it's just been an exercise in frustration rather than actual useful forward progress. I'm just writing up processes about I'm just preparing in the next week or so. I should have a document about reforming our. Or should start next few days. Should start moving forward on our policy committee operating procedures and processes, and for sort of finalising them. So that's all I've really got to say. Other than I note this policy committee agenda, so this XCOM agenda has the appointments to the EC on it, so to the NCSG PC on it. Is that right?
Yeah. Sorry, what was, I didn't hear you.
No, I was just saying that the, there's those appointments that are on the list, and I think that those, and all I was going to say was that we there's only one appointment on that list, and we should actually appoint two. Do you have any other questions about what's going on in about policy committee? Hello?
Hi, John. I can see you're speaking, but we can't hear you. John, do you want to probably... Can you hear me, John? Do you want to probably log back in, please?
Okay, is that better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I have no idea what happened. I didn't do anything any differently. I didn't sit any different way. Okay. And David, if you can hear me, is to clarify that there is going to be a policy committee at least once a month, or committee decide on that. That's the first question.
I don't think we decided, but I'm keen for us to do as much via email rather than voice meetings as much as we can, given the difficulty in organising voice meetings that suit everybody.
I agree.
Right, okay. So... yeah, okay, so that sounds good. I mean, it's up to the committee to really agree how they function. At least, I guess what I'm getting at is that there is some communication so that we can have some dialogue about policy. The second thing is we need to have a strategy as the EC, and we can do this in Barcelona, to have an inclusion, a lot of static. Inclusion of the members, so that when the committee actually has an issue to deal with, that we're identifying the organizations that can help us with on the ground responses. specifically, we're going to Europe, so you know the GDRP is a big thing. You know, do we have anything on that we can inform our members and tell them to join us on Constituency Day as a way of communicating with them? That's sort of, so it's a valuable communication, not just like, hey, here's what we're doing, which we should still do. That's the kind of thing, but I think policy should be at the center of our communications with other things. So... we can talk about how we do that in Barcelona.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will have a face-to-face policy committee meeting in Barcelona. And I think we'll talk a lot about communication. There are some odd issues. For example, I'm talking about wanting to send through about this initial policy report on new GTLD subsequent procedures, but that has already been sent to the NCSG discuss list. So in theory, everyone should already know about it. But not everyone does. So I'm, or reads every message, obviously. So we need to kind of amplify things rather than necessarily assume everyone has read them the first time. We will have a meeting there. I think we will talk a lot about working out, procedures and discussion. I do think we should be talking about the GDPR, but as I was saying, the ICANN policy processes around the GDPR have been extraordinarily frustrating and, I think would be, I think telling people in detail about what's going on would only make people even less confident in ICANN's ability to deal with the problem. We do need to have not just procedures that are sort of communication strategy for what we're doing and talking about.
One idea that comes to my mind, it's Raul speaking, is that we could possibly prepare a GDPR ready privacy notice for our organizations. That could be something of value to them that they'll have it sorted by us. Just a thought.
All right. So give them not so much dealing with ICANN's issues with GDPR, but just generally talk about the issue and how organizations can deal with it. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah. I guess you're right that it should really be about DNS, but I think most of our organizations wouldn't actually have a policy on the GDPR over DNS. I think they're limited to that. They can't see other registrants in the Whois, but I don't know if that GDPR really touches them in any other way, apart from being prepared for their members and users.
It obviously does if they put a lot of information on the network, but then it's not to do with the DNS. Yeah, so it's a good question. Maybe we should do something about at least some of the issues that have come up policy discussion, like do how should organizations deal with the issues that might expose the personal identifying information of their employees via DNS and things like that. And we could come up with something that sort of looks like some useful guidance on the issue, I guess, and we'll talk about some of the policy questions that have come up, even if the process is still slow and
Oh, I think that would be great. We'll just need some more thought on it and sort of make it relevant for ICANN and the DNS. But even if it's not, I think it should still be relatively easy to draw up a privacy notice that they could sort of use as a template. We have very different organizations as our members, but I think in lots of ways they do have quite a lot in common too. So I think their main exposure to GDPR is is really handling their memberships data.
Yeah, I mean, we should do something about GDPR. I'll talk to you, and we can see what we can sort of put together as a brief. You know, what would be useful.
Yeah, let's think about it. Who's next?
Hi, Rahul. I have my hand up. Please let me know when to speak, please.
Go for it.
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. Go ahead, Miriam.
Right. Thanks. No worries. I just wanted to say that. Can you hear me? I just wanted to say that I have booked a room for the MPOC EC, so the charter review meeting in Barcelona for Wednesday 24th from 11 to 2 p.m. So, I mean, there's a lunch break in between, but the room is available for the charter work from 11 to 2 p.m. on Wednesday 24th of October.
Excellent.
Great, thank you. So it's a one day, right?
Yes, I can. So that's the only thing I've found so far. The other day will be a Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. and that will be the only slot, 4 to 5 p.m. on Monday. And so that makes it a total of 4 slots that you wanted, but it's going to be broken into 3 and then 1.
Well, we could use the one-hour slot to prepare for the three-hour meeting.
Okay, great. So I'm just going to do that now from 4 to 5 p.m. If anything comes up between now and then, and I can make it earlier or more, then I'll let you know. That's all we've got right now.
What's going on?
I don't know.
This is Aura. It looks like falling off the call. Can you all hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you, Aura. If you can speak a bit louder, if you probably literally might shout a bit, but if you do, it will be better.
Okay, is this better?
Yes, that's better. Thank you.
Can hear you.
All right. You can hear me or you can't hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, great. I think Joan is not on the call, but I think the next person to speak is for the action points. I think if we're all speaking and updating on what we're doing, I think we're going to cover the action points from last meeting anyway. So I think we should just go through what we have on the agenda. So have Caleb speak next about website
profit.
Next about website design.
Okay. John, we can't hear you.
Sorry, yeah, I have no screen or anything. I'm not sure what's happening. But I can hear. I'm back in and I can hear now. But I can't see, so great if Caleb can go ahead.
John, I think you can go on. I don't think Caleb can hear us.
Okay. So I can't see the agenda. So I'm not sure what the, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. All right. Let's go to Raul then for his report. I mean Juan.
Phew.
Juan, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me? I think that I was in mute. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. So, okay, we are talking about marketing strategy, okay. So we are stuck with that, just because I have a little bad memory and I forgot to ask Marian about, well, to the new members to send them to our welcome strategy. So I am a little behind in that, but the strategy is like in the same stage that I said before, about that we have a welcome letter to be defined, and the welcome email, this brochure, these tools to get the welcoming to our new member. But just yesterday or before, I wrote to Mariam because Ori reminded me to send the welcome email to our new members from the August. It was like five organizations, if I don't remove that. And that's the stage, actually, in the voting strategy, because I'm sorry, I forgot it totally until Ori reminded me. So I will do the work. I'm sorry.
Hi Juan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. So in terms of the membership, are you working on a list to be on the website as well? Because I think we have to have a strategy of profiling our members on the website as well. I mean, you can work with Kid with that. I think we talked about that before, so that people can know who is a member. Also, and it does, you know, we obviously have to follow the rules regarding privacy. But also, I was asked by Amak. I think it was ALAC, for the community outreach program, why our membership list wasn't on the website, because they were looking at how transparent some of the groups are, and so that's something that we need to have up on the website as well. they were looking for information such as where our members are from, the regions, that sort of thing. So I think that we need to, we have that already. It just has to go on the website.
Thank you. Miriam, yes, I can say, I'm sorry, I'm asking, answering to Miriam. Yes, I can send the mailing to the mailing list because they already subscribed, but I would like to send every, the letter personalized to each one to, in order to be more warm, the welcome, right? So that's why I'm asking the individual email for each one to send, okay, Joan is the new member. So, dear Joan, Foundation of Sustainable, blah, 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 welcome to MPOC. That's it for the welcoming letter. That's why I am asking that. And I imagine that they are, when they are registering, they are leaving our primary contact. So this letter is going to the primary contact. So that's why I am asking that. And I think it's not a privacy thing because they give us their email already.
So we can leave you, Miriam, you have your hand up. Did you want to say something? Or is that an old hand? Oh, it's an old hand. Okay,
no.
So can we leave that with you to, sorry, is that you, Miriam?
Oh, yes, no, I was saying it was an old hand.
No. Okay. Okay, so I think we need to get the memberships as well. I'm happy to help you with it. I did make an offer to everyone to be available to go through the strategies and the plans. It still stands because we need to just start to get stuff done. I know it was the summer, so it was a little bit less open to be strict, but I think in the next couple of months we need to get some of this stuff completed. And one of them is, you know, the membership package to be up on the Trello site because we need to always have the administrative information and documents on the Trello site so that when there is a change in in EC, that all of that stuff already exists so they can move on to the next thing and focus more on policy rather than administration. I think that was the point of what we were trying to do. So I'm happy to help with putting the package together and make it more personal. I'm offering. If you don't need to, that's fine as well. Okay, is Caleb on the – any questions for Juan, by the way? No hands up?
I think the idea – it's Raul speaking – I think the idea of arranging our members, there are like almost 100 of them, so it would be nice to find who's from which country. It'd be great if they were in alphabetical order by regions. I think that the country name and the region name are almost more important than the member organizations' names for our purposes.
Yeah, because I mean, if we look at if we have how many members do we have now? 89 members.
Yeah, something like that.
I think from. Yeah, so, you know, where are our members from? Who do we need to be targeted? How do we target the different regions and find out why one region might be more represented than another? So, you know, we need to have some of those information, so that's why it's good to have that breakdown. And it's good, we already have the database with the mission, so then, you know, now saying tie that with the region and how they can help. I mean, they can all be integrated. We just have to have them all and then put it all together. So, yes, the region's very important. Now, do we have Caleb on the line? I see there's a phone number, but I'm pretty sure that's Caleb. Maybe not. Miriam, do you have any, if Caleb is not available, are you able to tell us a little bit about the 99 design and the website?
Yeah, hi, John. Yeah. So we went through it with Caleb, I think this was maybe a month ago now, just right after the last EC meeting. And he contacted me, I think, a few days ago or last week, to say he needed a method of payment. So I asked him to contact you. So I don't know if he has contacted you, John, for that.
Yes, he did. He contacted me about payment, and I told him that I would pay for it. But I was a little confused. Why are we paying before we know what they're giving us? Isn't it? I thought that we give them what, and then they sort of give us a response with an amount. Is that not how it works? Or did they do that?
Yeah. So they have given. Yeah, so from my understanding, they've given a response with an amount of how much it would cost. And, yeah, so they would need to be paid first before they do. Basically, it's held in an escrow account, and it's only released when you ask them to release the money to the winning designer.
Okay. So he should have sent something. I didn't know that's how it was, so... he should just send something to the EC to saying, here it is, here's what the proposal is, and here's the amount, and then go from there. So I'll let him know that, and then I will pay for it, and then bill. I can. How's that? Because he can't make that decision on his own. The EC has to, it's a financial, decision. We know that there's allocated monies, but it's still, I want to make sure that everything is cleared and we do it. So I will dialogue with him about that. Great, thank you. So I would imagine that the quote that was given is from all of the things that were defined that we need to have. So again, that's one of the things, if he can send what the proposal is so that everyone can see it, comment on it, and then I'll be happy. Okay, all right. Aria, did you have any, people have spoken. Do you have anything else that's on the list that no one has addressed so far?
Okay, yes. All right. Hi, everyone. It's Aria. So I'm meant to be tracking our finances, so our financial transactions, so money coming in and money coming out. I sent out like a simple Excel spreadsheet earlier on, so I just wanted to get some feedback. Is that fine? Do people have suggestions maybe of alternative ways to track our finances? Has anyone, you know, got the chance to look at the spreadsheet and just let me know what you think?
Anyone? I did look at it. As I said to you when we spoke, there is no history, so we are sort of doing it from scratch. I'm getting feedback. What we have to decide is where the money that we've just received, where is it going to go? And when you say tracking, are you saying just like the general accounting principles, you mean?
Yes, just basically recording it so that at the end of the month or the year, we have a statement like, this is the money that came in and this is what went out.
I think that's easily done and it's simple. So Raul and I had to talk about that, where that money that TIR or Rudy sent us, and send you that information so that you have it on record. Okay?
That sounds good. Thank you.
No so, worries. Okay.
Can I say something? I think we'll need to have sort of two parts of our finances in a spreadsheet, and I think the other part is the money that we have given to us by ICANN, for example, the 9,000 for our web design, and then another part for our new account. Although we're not able to open an account if we're not a registered organization, which we're not. So I guess whoever it is from the NPOC XCOM, they would really have to take the responsibility of running the NPOC's own account in their name until we register our organization, if that's what we want to do.
Yeah, so Raul, right now we do have an account, and you can open an account in Canada without having a registered organization, as long as you have a motion from an EC that says you can do so. So, for example, right now we do have an account with that has Sam because Klaus appointed him at the time as treasurer. So he's a co-signer, and I am as well because I'm in Canada. That was the only reason why I was on the account at the time. There's zero in that account. Sam has proposed to close that account. So we can do one of two things. We can keep the account and remove Sam, and someone else is a signee. But there is no reason for a signee. It's really an online banking, and it's really the decision of the EC about how much money is going to be paid to someone online, technically. So we can continue with that and do it online and only move money when, so anyone can do that, and we can allocate someone that who's responsible for transferring money to an entity such as 99 Designs, or I'm just using it as an example, or anything like that, or we can have one of us as individuals responsible for it. It's really up to everyone to agree on that.
Okay.
It's hard when an organization. Go ahead.
No, please finish.
Well, I was just going to say it's hard when an organization in Canada, anyway, and I know in the U.S. it may be different. If you have international funds moved, you the new rule is that you have to be part of that project. So you can't just You can't just receive money and sort of hand it over. So there are new rules around that now, which they didn't before. So.
Okay, so with this new knowledge that you can do this in Canada, that's great. I think we should go for that because it's better to have it in the name of the organization, which is NPOC. And I think we should now transfer the almost 6,000 euros that came to my account, transfer that to the new account right after we changed Sam's name on that account to the chair, for example, or whoever's running the finances. I don't know. We can have a vote about that. But yeah, that sounds the best solution to me. So if we remove Sam as a signee, we can transfer the money there, and then our new signee can transfer it to him, and it will come from the account of NPOC, so then it should look good as well. And we can just make a motion as the EC that we've received this money from Rudy via my account, and it's sort of the starting money of NPOC.
Yeah, so I will double check on how the bank will want us to do it. I know before when I've done it before, it you know, you just have a motion from the organization and says this is what the organization has approved, and it's in the minutes, as it were. The signee should be the EC, to be honest. I don't think we're going to be writing any checks. If we are going to write checks, it should be two people that sign it. That becomes very difficult, of course. But in any case, what can happen is that the motion should include that the EC fully agrees with any expenditures, so that it's not two people that are making that decision, that it is actually approved in a meeting, and that for any monies to be transferred, and that will allow for any issues to be overcome. When you have two people, it can be tricky. So I would suggest that's the best and most open way to do it, and then, of course, we'll track any funds that are spent or not spent every month and saying this is what we have in bank account, and also record any motions that we propose. How's that? So I will double check with the bank to make sure that that's still the rule, because it seems like all these rules are changed on a monthly basis almost under the Patriot Act. So I'm just going to write that down to check and clarify bank account. Okay? And I'll send an email when I know. Sounds good?
Yeah, let's check with the bank, like, what's their take on this?
Yeah, because it would be really wonderful to have the money in an NPOC account, if it's possible. And
absolutely.
Then if it's not, then we can talk about that. But yeah, great. Everyone is in agreement then? Okay, great. Any other questions, yeah. Oriu? Sorry, who was that? Oriu, did you want to say something? We couldn't hear you.
No, I don't think I have anything else.
Okay. All right, great. So let's talk about Constituency Day in Barcelona. I want to say that Juan and I, and maybe Caleb, could work on a. We're 7 minutes on. I'm so sorry. Work on the constituency day and send a plan to the EC, if that's okay. In the next, I'm hoping in the next week, so that we can invite our members to join us via email, I guess remotely, or if they are in Barcelona to come and visit us. So we'll have to define that. And I will make sure that we have an agenda and send that off as well so that it's approved. I think we're over, so I'm just going to quickly go through that Dina has been approved to go to Barcelona. I have to say that I had to fight for that, but I was indignant that NPOC didn't get a seat. So I think we can be very happy that NPOC was recognized and that she's going, and I think she's a valuable addition to the policy committee.
That's great.
And I think the next meeting is, yeah. I think the next meeting is in Barcelona, but in the next month we have a charter meeting, and I'll do an outreach meeting with Juan. We'll talk about that via email or Skype, and with Caleb as well. I'll deal with the website and the account. That will be my job for the next meeting. So any other issues? No? Well, my apologies for going over the 10 minutes, and that was totally, totally my fault. And so sorry about that. So I will speak with you on Skype.
I guess you've had a couple of
things. Thanks, Joan.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Can we
go ahead.
First about the committee appointment? About the committee appointment?
Yes, go ahead, please.
The NCSGPC, just saying we should have two people for that. So I'm suggesting that as Dina is now confirmed as the vice chair, she should be the second appointment. And I'm presuming that after this meeting we can officially tell the NCSGPC that. Is that fine?
Sounds good.
Any objections to that? I support that myself. Any objections to appointing Dina as the second representative for MPOC? Aria says it's good.
Great.
Okay.
Says
it's good.
I've got another
question.
I've got another kind of general business item.
Sorry, I just want to make sure that everyone is in agreement.
Yeah.
Go ahead, David.
So I've got a general business item that is a bit of a not really on the, official, not written, not, but I thought I really needed to talk to the PC about. Which is that, surprisingly enough, I've been nominated for a position on the NCUC, exec committee. There's nothing in the rules that says I can't do both, but it would certainly be unusual. Like a few people have encouraged me to actually run, but I thought I'd see if anyone from the MPOC exec committee objects, I will withdraw. I need to make this decision very quickly.
So it's Joan. I don't necessarily object, but I personally will be not in support of it. Because of the time that might be allocated, that will be my issue, because I think that RPC will need a lot of attention, and with the EDPDP as well, but it's totally your decision, that would be my concern.
Well, there's a good chance that I'll lose. There's also a good chance I'll lose, of course.
I don't know if anyone else has anything else to say, but that's my opinion. Anyone?
I think it could be beneficial to have Dave in the NCUCEC, and I guess we can... Well, we can hope that Dina can like sort of replace him, but yeah, I don't know. I have no objections, but yeah.
So I wouldn't. No, it's really weird. It wouldn't. I mean, there's no reason you can't hold both positions at once. Neither are anywhere near as time consuming as like a full constituency chair role or anything like that. But it is, it would be unusual. I'm going to think about it, but I wanted to check if anybody really hated the idea, and if so, I would consider that a veto. I will think about it for a little bit longer.
That's great. I mean, we're supposed to be all working together, so, you know, my only thing is that the time allocation for getting work done, but if you feel you can do it, and, you know, so. All right. David, like you go ahead.
The time commitment is the major thing. I do think absolutely that we need to, I mean, I'm very, very keen for the two constituencies to get better at working together in all ways. So.
Yeah. So it looks like you have agreement for appointing Dina. So you can go ahead with that. That's what you're asking, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to know. I'll let the NCSG Policy Committee Chair know straight away.
Great, thank you. And any other issues, business arising? No. All right. If not, I will call. Yes.
No,
go ahead.
Sorry, I just wanted to find out what was the agreement. About Dina and David?
Dina to be appointed as a second appointee for the NCSG PC.
Okay, I've got that. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, if there's nothing else, I'd like to call this meeting to a close, and we will talk on Skype. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Joan.
Yes?
Thank you, everyone.
Yes? Bye-bye.